The city of Syracuse is opening up data it collects about snow removal to the public and is hoping it can lead to smarter ways to clear the streets after a snowstorm. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the city, AT&T, and Syracuse University's iSchool are joining forces for a hackathon called Plowing Through the Data.
The city's fleet of 37 snow plows has been outfitted with GPS tracking devices for 3 years now. So whenever a plow is dispatched, it generates reams of data. Where it goes, when the plow hits the road, when salt is spread. The local tech community will plow through these numbers during the three-week competition, looking for ways to make snow removal more efficient. City Operations Director Corey Driscoll-Dunham expects plow routes to get some attention. Currently, plows have to hit certain places first during a storm, like hospitals, hills, or main roads.
But a lot of the concerns that we get from the community relate to residential side streets. And so for me personally, and I think for the administration, since that's where a lot of the concerns come from, I'm curious as to what the community comes back to with residential streets in particular.
And it could all lead to anything from an app to a map to help a city that is generally among the snowiest in the nation. This is the second time a hackathon opened up data to the public for a specific purpose. The city's chief information officer, Sam Edelstein, says 2 years ago the city got some good ideas about dealing with potholes.
At the highest level, I think the benefit is that it engages the community in a way that I think we just hadn't done before.
Ideas are due March 1st. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.